This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, Zuz up, handbook heads. So this is Sean Clemens, and I guess we're sort of throwing you in the deep end a little bit. I know all of our fans are pretty savvy and can handle this sort of thing, but Chef Kevin got scared that a lot of you would be terrified when you heard what you're about to hear, which is an episode of a totally different, completely original show called The Hollywood Masterclass. Really just the setting is the same. The first episode that you'll hear is just myself with the inimitable Bang Rajman. And the rest of the season, we have other guests coming in to teach us different aspects of Hollywood screenwriting. Big, big names, Will Hines, huge names. But it's going to be living on Stitcher Premium behind the dreaded paywall. Mwah-ah-ah-ah-ah, a little joke we do around here. But so this is the episode one of season two. And if you like it, you're getting to check it out for free, a little sneaky, you know, five-finger discount. And if you want to hear more, you can hear either the rest of season two or all of season one. That's how it was phrased to me by Chef Kevin, that you could do one or the other. I would think, go in, pay, buy the subscription, do both. I think if you like this, you would like both of them. But Kevin gave me my marching orders, and he told me to tell you that you could either listen to the rest of season two or you could listen to season one. Isn't that what you said, Chef Kevin?
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. That's right. You have to, in my opinion, you have to pick one.
So in order to do that, and honestly, if you do both, I'm not going to tell Chef Kevin, but that's on your conscience then. So go to stitcherpremium.com/theboys, use promo code theboys. Even though only one of the boys is on the show, that's me. I'm the main boy. Okay, Brett, are you rolling on this? Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. I know last session we had some snafus at the top. It wasn't always as maybe crisp as we wanted the intro. So I just want to make sure the levels are right and it's...
Yeah.
Because it wasn't me.
Okay. I mean, I remember it was a while ago. I remember the levels being right and
but when you but when you listen back, you can hear, hey, it wasn't right. So even hearing you say you think they're right now, I go, okay, but does he know?
Yeah. I mean, if you hear something's wrong, then something's wrong. So
okay. Well, let's just get it and we'll get it clean. Ready?
Ready.
I'm Sean Clemens, and welcome to my nasty class. So, if you're just joining us, I'm Sean Clemens. This is my master class, and it's me, and I'm here with my student, Bang Rajman. A lot of people wanted us to do another class session. They heard our first one. A lot of people learned a lot, and...
I don't know.
What?
I mean, I don't know how much people got out of that class. I didn't... People other than me might have learned something. I didn't really take that much out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Out of that particular class.
And I think, and that's part of what we want to talk about sort of right away here is that Bang wasn't satisfied with the class, and this can happen. That, you know, maybe the way I approach one specific art form is totally foreign to you, and you see it a different way. And maybe, possibly more likely... You just shouldn't be doing that, what you were doing. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Well, this is what we encountered last time. In a way, is there? It's tough to bridge the gap of communication sometimes between two people, where if one sees something a particular way, maybe it's a challenge to get on the same page. So, in terms of, we did this last masterclass, season one, it was about acting,
right?
And everyone who has written to me and said about the show that they love it and they learned so much, and it seemed like maybe Ben wasn't necessarily cut out for what he wanted to do, but that is neither here nor there.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree, because it sounds like you're saying the class was a failure because of me.
Yeah.
And I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. I think the class went a different direction than I thought it'd go, and I couldn't take that much out of it. I tried to stay open-minded, and I gave it a chance, and, you know, we'll just agree to disagree.
But regardless, I think what we found was we both were pretty unsatisfied with the results of
that
class.
That's correct, yeah.
And I remember one big thing for you that you continually brought up was the money and how much you paid and how much it cost.
That's right.
And that you had paid for it. And that you were unhappy with it. And I also was very unhappy with the results of the class. But you seem to think that I should not be complaining about that because I was paid so much money to do
That's right. Yeah, you charged me an exorbitant amount of money that really seemed unfair. And you kind of sprang it on me. I thought it was kind of taking the class as a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of hounded me for
a favor to yourself. And so we're doing a new class. Totally different this time, and Bang will be happy to learn that there is a totally new payment structure in place, and this class, in fact, is free.
Great.
For you, it's free. For the people who want to listen, it costs a little bit of money, but for you, it's free.
Okay, well.
Unless you decide at the end, which I think you will, that you want to take another class.
Okay.
And then you have to pay for this one and that one.
Okay.
So I think this one will go so well because of the new approach that you will decide, hey, wait a minute, I want to take another class, and then you got to pay for this one, which was free, but it was so good that it actually ended up costing money and it's worth it.
It seems
so
like
you pay for two next time.
Okay.
Including this one, you get one.
I understand.
This one's free, but not really, because you're probably going to end up taking two.
I understand. Yeah. So this one's free.
Mm-hmm. Explain it back to me, because you said you understand.
If I like this class and take another class, you will charge me for
not
this
the
current
same class.
Class.
It won't be the same class.
And that next class.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be paying for two classes if I ever want to take another class.
You took one class already.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I paid
too.
For that one.
Me too. I understand that too. So if you want to just get into this and just like actually start doing the class, right? I do too. But we should catch up a little bit, right? What have you been up to?
Okay. We don't have to do it on mic or...
Huh?
We can do the outside of class.
Did I see you in the show Gross Ted, and you played Ted?
No. You know that's not what the show's called. I was in a show called Ghosted.
Mm-hmm. And you're Ted?
It was Tad.
Ghost Ted?
Yeah, it was Tad. You wrote that character, Tad.
Well, and
you asked me to grow a beard for it, and then you kept telling me how ugly it looked.
Terrible beard. Had to shave it. Couldn't even film it. So I'm here with Gross Ted, and I'm here with Engineer Brett. And Brett, tell us about what you've been up to in the meantime.
Brett.
Hey, man. Good to be back.
Yeah, been a little while, huh?
Been a little while, yeah.
What have you been doing?
Oh, man, where do I begin? Where do I start? I've been really, really busy just working, doing all these podcasts, you know.
That's how you catch up engineer. With somebody, yeah. Some stories there, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories.
What, have you been in the studio?
Sound engineering, you know.
All the
twiddling
podcasts.
The knobs, you know, yeah. All the podcasts.
Yes.
And a ton of other... you know, podcast.
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Right, cool. So same old stuff. Sounds good.
Well, not exactly the same, right? It's all new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not every
different every day.
Not every podcast the same, man. It's it's a roller coaster, you know.
Be no need to subscribe if they were
juggling a lot of.
Please do listen projects. And subscribe. This is Mustard Class, and this is Sean Clemens and Bang Rajman, and so let's get into it, and let's really get into it, and this time let's start it up, and before we do, let's just grip it and rip it.
Sure.
And Bang. Now, I just said grip it and rip it, and you said sure.
Uh-huh.
So that makes it sound like you think you know what that means.
I mean, it's just like, let's do it. Let's start it up and just go for it.
Yeah, but go for it, right, is not the same as grip it and rip it. So what are we gripping?
The class that we're taking.
The class, okay. Yeah. What does that look like?
I'm not exactly sure because
and do me a favor, don't rip the class.
Okay.
You know, so when I say grip it and rip it.
Right.
What do I mean? Because we're going to be talking about words, what they mean, what our intention is. You know, we want to choose our words carefully. Now, I feel pretty good about grip it and rip it. Well, I say that paints a pretty clear picture for me. So what am I gripping and what am I ripping? And get in there with me.
Okay. You're gripping the stuff we're doing in the class.
Oh my God. What? No.
Okay. I don't know.
People say this. You've never heard grip it and rip it, Brett. You heard grip it and rip it.
Yeah. I mean, I like to choke up on the grip.
Yeah.
Oh, like the golf term, grip it and rip it?
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily that. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's an analogy so you can apply it.
It could work in golf, too.
Yeah, it could, if you think about it.
But the way Brett and I are describing it, it's not really that, you know? We're just gripping it and ripping it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
You ever go fishing?
Sure.
Sure. You grip the pole?
Yes, you do grip the pole.
You rip the heads off the fish later?
I know. I mean,
this guy's eating a fish head.
Oh, I mean, I'm not
Brett, you ever seen
that?
Oof, P.U., stinky. Eating a fish head. No, man. No.
You got to rip it off.
You rip the head off.
Just with your bare hands, you rip the head off.
Absolutely.
Use a knife.
Come on. Who's going to have that out there? I'm thinking all I could fit in my backpack was a fishing bowl.
Okay.
I have a knife out there. No, you rip the head off. Freaking cook it up.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
That's what grip and rip it means.
Oh, it can, Brett.
It can.
Yeah, it can.
There's other things you can grip and rip.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Okay. I think I'm ready to start the class.
Yeah. What are you ready to do then?
Grip it and rip it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So to catch us up, last season, we talked a lot about acting and the craft of acting, and we made a little bit of progress with it, and I was able to jam Ben into an acting job. But we didn't get what we wanted from it, and what we wanted was to, and I hate to go back to grip it and rip it so soon because we just spent so much time, but we wanted to teach a man to fish rather than just rip a fish's head off and hand it to him. So in the interest of feeding Ben and our listeners for a lifetime, mm-hmm. we're going to do what all great artists do at some point, which is pivot and just change our mind and say, never mind, we never wanted to do that in the first place. We actually always intended to do something else.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Think about some of the great artists. You know, do you think Picasso wanted to paint?
Yeah.
He wanted to be an actor.
I haven't heard
that. He could be on TV and stuff.
TV wasn't really a big
medium. Make a bunch of money and, yeah.
When he was painting.
Yeah, even so, you know. He at minimum wanted to be in the painting.
He painted a ton of self-portraits.
He didn't want to have to do it.
Okay.
You're not actually in the painting when you do a self-portrait.
Yeah. It's a painting of you.
Okay, I'm confused.
So that's just an artist. That's just an example of an artist.
You think a self-portrait is like painting on someone?
Hmm?
I don't know.
No, you paint on a canvas.
He wanted to be in the painting.
Yeah, he wanted to be in the painting.
like physically inside the painting.
Ideally, yeah. You know, that's what he wanted. But when he realized that wasn't going to be possible, which seems like you have an understanding of, he decided to do painting instead.
Okay.
And another artist, like, let's think. Mariah Carey sings so good. Pretty. You think she want to do singing?
I also believe that. Yeah, I think that was her dream.
Nah, she want to be an actor. Host SNL. All crazy characters, do whatever, mm-hmm. right? Be funny, you know, get to hang out, Lorne. She wanted to do that.
Okay.
But couldn't do it, so, oh, no, I want to be a singer. And it is a credit to her that you think she wanted to be a singer, and a credit to Picasso that in your now twisted mind, you believe he wanted to be a painter.
Yeah, hats off to those guys. I did think that.
So let's pivot.
Okay.
And we were talking about acting before, and it just did not – we just didn't do it, right?
That's true. We definitely didn't do it in the class.
So, okay. So now let's talk about writing. Bang. What's a story? What's a story, Bang? What do you think a story is?
It's something with a beginning, middle,
define
and end.
Define story for me.
A character goes on a journey and starts one way and ends a different way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's probably what Bang thinks a story is, huh? He probably thinks he has a million stories already, huh, Brett?
Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
Oh man.
Here's what he probably thinks a story is. Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, I read a tweet today. Hey, get off Twitter, man. Go live your life, huh? Get some real stories. Brett's got some stories, man.
Oh God. Where do I even begin? Yeah. It's so crazy around here.
Yeah, it's fucking insane, man. No, yeah.
Like what?
Like the other day the headphone jack was like kind of buzzing a little bit.
Bang. So Brett there, now he's showing you a story, right? Because he has an intention and an obstacle. What's Brett's intention?
I guess to record podcasts.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, kind of a simple way to say it.
Yeah, you're almost there.
Yeah, you're close. But there's this obstacle.
His headphone is buzzing.
The buzzing headphone jack. And what a great villain for his story. And to overcome it and slay the dragon of the buzzing headphone jack is what makes Brett, to me and to many of our listeners, one of the great heroes of our time in his story. Now, in your shitty story you told where you read a fucking tweet.
I didn't.
You're not even doing anything. You know what I mean? Like, you're just fucking looking at something somebody else did.
Okay.
Your intention, I guess, is to read a tweet, but there's no obstacle.
Right. Yeah, but that's
so
your example.
Easy to just bury your head in your phone.
I don't even have Twitter on my phone.
Zombies with their heads in their phones. Oh, God, he can't afford Twitter on his phone. Bank, don't say that, man. Come on.
It's like Black Mirror, looking at the phone all day.
No, I know. Yeah. No, have you seen some of that shit?
Yeah.
It really makes me second guess some of the technology.
Oh my God.
And go, oh, this might be bad because some of these friggin' these
quiz apps
they're doing.
Right. Yeah. Twitter is a free app that anyone can sign up for. It's a free app. You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. And somehow Ben can't afford it. You know, what is an intention?
It's a goal. It's something that you want.
Okay.
Let's stick
with that, you know, for now. What's an obstacle?
It's a problem that gets in your way.
A hurdle, right?
Yeah.
Big tire.
I mean, it could be, I guess, if you're in a race.
50-foot trench of water and barbed wire above it.
Yeah, you're kind of thinking of like an obstacle
course.
Wall
that you got to scale.
Uh-huh.
Steep hill.
Sure. All those could be physical obstacles.
You climb top of the rope, ring the bell.
I think like in a story, it's more...
bunch of sort of cabers, like timber, you know. Big posts, you got to jump from one another, can't touch the ground.
Yeah, yeah, I've watched that TV show where it's like a guy's running through an obstacle course.
Heartbreak Hill.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, Broken Skull Ranch.
Broken Skull Ranch, yeah, mm-hmm. I've watched that. It's a good show.
Those are obstacles, right? And what's their intention there?
Well, they want to win the Broken Skull Challenge.
No. They want to make Steve proud.
Okay.
They want to make Steve proud.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want to make Steve proud. They don't want to quit his course.
Don't you quit on him. Okay? You finish that course? That's badass.
Yeah, they want that. I'm with you. I'm following you so far.
You ever been a badass, Bang?
I'd like to think I have been, yeah.
Yeah? Got any examples? I hate to put you on the spot, but he's in here bragging about what a badass he is. So if I could be bothered to ask for one example.
You know, I stopped a bunch of guys on a subway once from mugging someone.
Okay. Why?
Because they were going to hurt somebody and I didn't want it to happen.
But who was the person? Was it some stuffed shirt?
No, it was like, I don't know, a teenage girl.
Yeah, but was it like a
teenage girl?
Well, now, that's interesting, Brett. You seem to hear those words and need to say them out loud. What did that bring up for you, teenage girl?
I don't know. I just saw his face as he said those words. Mm-mm. And I thought I saw something there. I don't know.
Okay. What are you implying?
So Brett's finding a story.
You know what? This is uncomfortable for me. I didn't put any sexual implication, which is what I think you're throwing out there.
I didn't say sexual implication.
Brett's one of these story machines. He sees stories everywhere, you know? And so he sees a guy, maybe lying, say teenage girl. And it sparks something in him, and he suddenly finds, like, okay, this is a guy. He's a character now. You know, Bang, he's a character in Brett's story, and he has this intention, which is he wants to do something sexual with a teenage girl. But his obstacle, of course, is, you know, the age of consent, I assume.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he sees an opportunity to, like, on the subway, right? And these villains come, and he gets to
protect. Who he maybe paid to do it.
None of that is what happened, all right? It was nothing like that.
How'd you stop him?
I just pushed one guy and kind of made a lot of noise.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy. It all happened pretty fast.
You out of your mind? That's so dangerous. Well, that's not the kind of story I want to tell. Crazy man goes insane, tries to have sex with a teenage girl.
Okay.
I mean, all this stuff out of line.
There was no sexual.
This is network television we're maybe going to be writing this for.
Worst climate to write that story to, I think.
No,
it really is. Pulse. They hate that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll come back around. These things happen in cycles. But for right now, I would not want to pitch that story to some of these stuffed shirts.
You're misconstruing my story. It's not that there was no sexual aspect.
Little advice. Since your stories that you're telling seem to be pretty inappropriate, you want a story? Read the news. Let's just break it down and make it simple. Let's follow the formula. Right?
I thought that's what I was doing.
The formula is this. If you want to tell a story. Intention, obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
New thing introduced, problem. Solution applied, backfire, new solution applied, twist, button, second ending, right?
Second ending, okay.
Wrap up, story, conclusion, and just fun, and then just one fun scene like a blooper reel.
Okay, it seems like a lot of endings you're tacking on at the tail end.
You ever see the Best Picture, the Lord of the Rings movie?
Yeah, I think it was heavily criticized as having a lot of endings. It's a good example.
Yeah, a lot of critics did pay attention to that movie. You're right. It was heavily criticized because it friggin' won awards. Now, I'm not saying you're going to do that, Bang, but it's not a bad goal to have.
Sure.
Let's just do a simple story. This is just something I brought in because I was afraid this might happen just based on some of my experience with acting class and all that. Let's just do a story, and this is just a simple robot story.
Okay, a robot story, great.
Let's do a robot story. So a robot's programmed to drink piss, but he wants to be a famous country singer. A producer hat for a second. Casting idea, Blake Shelton. So
that has nothing to do with anything. That's a
producer
side
hat.
Okay.
And then I take it off. Writer hat. I'm going to be changing hats a lot in here because writers have to do that.
Okay, it's probably good that you explain that.
Producer hat. Okay, so when I'm putting on my producer hat, I'm not necessarily thinking about the script and the story in such a pure way. I've sort of got to look at the business side of this and go, as a producer, who can I cast in here that's going to get my financiers feeling comfortable so that I can make this robot story into a big film and win the award? So the robot's programmed to drink piss. He wanted to be a famous country singer. Producer hat, Blake Shelton.
Oh, yes.
He's scared the piss is ruining his human vocal cords, that it's eroding it, you know? Okay. It's in a future where they don't want to have a toilet everywhere, so they make the robot. Sure, you know.
Okay, but he has human vocal cords?
Sure, yeah, because we don't want his voice to be scary sounding. It makes it relatable. Robot voice make you nervous when you're trying to pee.
It's programmed to sound human.
Well, has human vocal cords.
Sure.
So here we have an intention. Hey, I'm Blake Shelton. I'm going to be a country singer. But we also have an obstacle. Hey, everybody's peeing in my mouth.
Okay.
So plug that into the formula.
Okay, so walk me through it. So why does he try to put maybe a plastic bag in his mouth to catch all the piss, and then he's dump it out?
He's not programmed to do that. He was not programmed to be able to do that.
Okay, well.
Programmer wouldn't let him.
Okay, well, maybe he...
Maybe. Just tell me what happens.
Okay, he finds an old robot head in the junkyard, and he uses that.
He's not in the junkyard.
How about he pretends to be human?
Okay.
And he starts pissing in another robot's mouth.
Okay. Now, he can't do that, but I like that idea, you know? That's an idea. Now, we obviously can't do that. First of all, it's disgusting, right?
A robot pretending to be human?
Pretending to piss in somebody's mouth?
Well, the whole story
They need parts for that.
Yeah. Come on. What would that look like?
A big part of what you told me is people pissing in his mouth, this robot's mouth.
But you're pissing in a toilet's mouth every day. I mean, that's not disgusting. That's just a function. That's a machine that we have.
Right.
And so is this robot. Now, the robot happens to have human vocal cords, but that's just to make you feel more comfortable, and we don't want to get scared.
Because he's talking while you're pissing in his mouth?
No, but before, you know, he might have a little conversation. Hey, nice to see you. Hey, hope you're not nervous. Are you doing – but it sounds more like this. Hey, partner, you know, hey, good to see you there. You know, because it's a folksy robot.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, we don't necessarily want to let that guy, you know, do his nasty business in somebody else's mouth, but let's use the formula. So your idea is give me a different idea.
A new solution to his problem?
Yeah.
He records a country song and tries to sell it.
Let's do the junkyard one.
Sure.
Didn't you say something about a junkyard?
Yeah, he goes to a junkyard and finds an old robot head.
So we'll pretend that it's not, that the junkyard's not locked for some reason, and that there's not a freaking scary dog that could eat the robot. And we'll just pretend that, you know, this is the weirdest junkyard in the world, just for the sake of argument, we can actually move forward.
I mean, those
forward.
Seems like all easy things to work around. I mean, maybe he picks the lock to the junkyard and feeds the dog some hot
He's
dogs.
He's not programmed for that.
The future won't have junk, you know?
Yeah, did you ever see WALL-E?
Yeah, it's all junk there.
Yeah, well, we saw it too, so we're not going to let that happen.
And it's fake.
Yeah, it's a fake movie. It taught us some good lessons. Hey, don't do this.
Okay. He pays his buddy to reprogram him.
Who's his buddy? He's a robot.
He's got robot friends. Or one guy, maybe one of the guys who pisses in his mouth becomes his friend. Okay, he buddies up with him.
Holy shit, now I'm interested in that guy. If that's going to happen, the movie should be about that guy.
Okay, sure.
He pissed in a machine. Like, if you went to the bathroom right now and went to the toilet, right. And then I'm friends with this toilet now, well, okay? Yeah. I would think you're the more unusual character, all right? Not the toilet.
Okay, well, we established that the toilet talks and makes you comfortable. And maybe
established that the robot wants to be a country singer, producer hat, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
But he's not necessarily making friends. No, but well, music said he, produ- if said a music he producer in came
he's
in
he's like, hey, how you doing? So maybe this guy's really nervous, and the toilet robot calms him down, and you know, or maybe it takes him a really long time to pee, so the robot opens up a little bit.
And is he working in a record industry?
Sure.
Hey, Bang.
Uh-huh.
You just broke your first story.
Great.
Now, this is a good time to bring up an idea that I should have brought up in our last class. Some things can't be taught.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Some things can't be taught. What we're going to focus on in this class, hopefully, is stuff that can be taught.
Sounds like a class, yeah.
You know what I mean? So what's some of the stuff that can be taught?
Technical aspects.
Aristotle.
Aspect. Okay.
Right? Aristotle's Poetics.
Right.
The big book.
Yeah, where Aristotle breaks down what stories are.
You ever read it?
I haven't.
Let's talk a little bit about this work. So important. And let's think about some of what he says. Our poet must beware that his study be not only to learn of himself, for he that shall affect to do that confesseth his ever having a fool to his master. What does that mean? He that shall affect to do that confesseth his ever having a fool to his master. And Aristotle said that. What does that mean?
I have to admit, I don't know.
You want to see it? You want to read it?
It had been written yesterday.
You want to read it? It sounds like me talking
it's
to Brett.
Crazy, right? How long ago that actually was.
You want to read that?
Okay, well, it's not. Aristotle didn't write it.
It's not.
No, it's Ben Jonson wrote the introduction to it. You know,
and it's an intro.
That's right,
for the Aristotle book.
Mm-hmm. Introduction, character, and value of the poetics.
But no less relevant today. And what does it mean? What he's saying.
You know what? It's a little over my head.
Confesseth to ever having a fool to his master. You know what that means?
You got me, Shonk. You can tell me.
I don't know either. I have no idea what that means. I do not know what that means. Some things can't be taught. Some things can't be taught.
It seems like a thing that could be taught. We just need someone to explain it to us.
You're gonna dig up Ben Jonson and have him explain it? Guys, bring your worm food. Let's talk about ideas. I threw you in the deep end a little bit having you do that story, right? I mean, I kind of did the story, don't we think, Brett?
Yeah, like 99% of it.
Yeah, about 99%. But maybe we shouldn't start with a story. Let's talk about ideas.
Sure.
What's an idea? How do you have one? How do you do it?
Maybe you can start with...
How do you have an idea?
How do you have an idea? See, that seems to me like something that can't be taught.
Two steps.
Okay.
Number one, know what an idea is. Number two, go ahead, have it. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Right now.
I've got one.
You think you have one?
I think so.
Okay. Don't tell it to me.
Okay.
Let me guess. He looks nervous, huh, Brett?
Yeah, I wonder if he does have an idea.
Yeah, that's what I wonder too. I feel like you might not have one yet. And it might be because you skipped step one, knowing what an idea is.
Okay. I think I know what an idea is, and I'm allowing myself to have it.
Okay. Now, don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
He looks uneasy, huh, Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Do we think he has one?
That's hard to say.
Yeah, it is. Hard to say. Hard to say.
I mean, you would never know if he didn't have one.
Let me do this. Can I give you an example of what's not an idea?
Mm-hmm.
Snowboarding.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree. So do we maybe want to start over?
My idea wasn't snowboarding.
Here's what your idea was. I don't think I want to do a movie about snowboarding. I'll write that. But you don't have an idea yet because you didn't know what an idea was. There's no obstacle. Hell, there's barely an intention. Slide down the hill.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story.
Okay. Well, that's a guess out of nowhere about what my idea was.
Brett,
I could do something about snowboarding. I could come up with a snowboarding
idea.
Even if you
do a sweet like 180 down the hill, there's not really
Well,
much
that's
there.
Interesting. That is interesting. And that's something I'd like to see, but it's meaningless unless we have attention.
And I know you can't do more than a 180.
Unless you have attention.
And an obstacle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total
sense. Starting to make
sense. Yeah, you've been saying the same thing over and over again. That's not my idea. It wasn't snowboarding in general.
If we wanted
to come up with a story about snowboarding, I could fit that into your formula, I think.
Hey, Bang, I'm just some schmuck, man. Look at me sitting here teaching a class. I'm just some schmuck. I think the problem, get out of your head. Stop worshiping me, okay? Just do the class, man.
I'm not. I'm taking this free class.
Unless you decide to take another one, in which case you got to pay for both.
And I have a fee.
Well, obviously, Brett has to get paid. I mean, he's not here for free.
Right. Yeah, I did this more as just because we're friends and we got into a bit of a spat about the last class. And I thought this was kind of you making amends as we do this for free.
Mm-hmm. I'm showing you how to grip and rip it. I'm sick of just handing you freaking headless fish. Let's attention obstacle. So.
Attention obstacle?
Story in a way, right? Knowing which idea to pick to make a story out of, as we just learned, maybe snowboarding wasn't the best one for your first idea. Or I guess your first idea actually was, I read a tweet today.
Yeah.
What was an example you came up with?
It's a little like being playing tennis and knowing which one to swing at. Picking your pitch a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't just swing at every ball.
No, yeah, you want to take good swings.
You got to get the right one. So you had this idea, snowboarding.
No.
So that is not necessarily your pitch on the tennis court. And you maybe want to wait, let that one go by.
Okay. I feel like you're mixing metaphors a lot. Like, pitch makes me think of baseball and, like, picking your – wouldn't it be, you know, even just picking your shots makes more sense or, like
– Well, what makes sense really is it's – you're right. It's not just tennis. You're playing doubles.
Okay.
When you're trying to create a story, a movie, a show, you know, you're not alone. It's a team effort. Even if you're writing the script alone, marketing plays the net, right? Studio's going to return. Uh-oh. You know? Now, all of a sudden, somebody here at the network is going to leap in and try to poach. You know what poaching is?
I don't think so. I mean,
not like an egg.
Not like an egg. Thank you.
I didn't think that.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting lost here a little bit.
Yeah. So poaching, so if marketing's playing the net, you're serving, okay? And you serve a big pitch out there. Now, freaking studio hits it back. The studio's your partner. So the studio returns. The studio is...
They're my opponent.
The network's partner. So then you... I guess for this...
They're fetching the balls?
No. Who's fetching the ball? Probably your assistant, right?
Yeah.
But that's only if it hits the net because that is not necessarily – if they have to fetch the ball because it went in the net, that's not the right idea to swing at, right? Tennis is chess, you know? It's one-on-one.
Okay.
It's movement. It's angles. It's six moves ahead. It's boxing.
So you – what the
Which is really ballet, is dancing.
Boxing is just a dance.
Yeah.
It's just a dance.
So
sure, you use your arms more.
So coming up with, so picking ideas is like tennis mixed with baseball, boxing, ballet.
It's not mixed with anything. I mean, tennis really is boxing, which is just dance.
Okay, so it's ultimately all dance.
Boxing is chess. I mean, cutting off angles, closing patterns, right? You're a big right fist is the rook. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, I can see how that
I mean, you're trying to smash pieces off your opponent's board, his face.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the same. It's the same in tennis,
mm-hmm.
except you've got this net in the middle, don't you?
Right, and then that is the marketing.
Thank you, yeah. So let's say you've got an idea.
Sure.
The network fails to poach, cut off the angle, right? Because if you're too close to the center line, they're going to be able to come right in and poach.
Okay.
So you need to take a wide angle. But if you see that they're thinking about doing it, take it right down the alley. Because it's doubles. It's a wider court. So you've got the idea now. Marketing's at the net. Your partner's there. What is the idea? What is it?
My idea mm-hmm. is I'd kind of like to tell about some of the stories from when I was growing up. My idea is sort of a kind of a Robinson Crusoe, but it's a kid just by himself and making friends with people in the woods who are surviving with him. So it's a survival story.
If your whole idea is just like, oh, it's my story. I read a tweet, or you know what I mean. It's your thing you did.
Yeah.
Then that's just journalism. It's not really a story.
Right. I don't think it's journalism. I think it's kind of an amazing, unique story.
Okay.
So this
is something that happened to you?
It did, yeah.
Is it, you know, because Brett had, if you remember the buzzing headphone story, Brett had a clear intention obstacle.
Right. That seems very easy to fix.
Arc.
Yeah.
What? You
know. I mean, you said.
Hey,
you
man, just, stay in your lane, right? You don't want last season again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying it just seems like you...
I didn't even finish the story.
All right, go ahead.
I had to like jiggle.
You stick a piece of foil
first,
in
I didn't
there.
Know what yeah. was going on, and then I had to jiggle the, you know, connector.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you know, Scott is, you know, annoyed with his headphones. Then all of a sudden it starts working.
And then it's fine?
Well, it's fine, but you don't know if it's going to come back or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the...
The tension that's created, you know, you're kind of in the room with the killer still.
Yeah, but isn't that just life? I mean, aren't you always constantly, like, things could go wrong?
Holy shit. What a fucking depressing... Holy shit, man.
Well, I'm bummed out now.
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, I mean,
people are paying for the class, man. I mean, I know you're not yet until you want to take another one, which you will. But people are paying for, they're not paying to hear your fucking weird nihilistic fucking just everybody dies bullshit.
It's just my reaction to that story. It just doesn't seem.
So let's say, so you've got this idea.
Finish.
Yeah, he didn't even finish yet. But let's save it. He's got this cool idea. And when I hear Brett's idea, to me, that's probably a movie or a series of movies. That's how I see.
You see him fixing a headphone buzzing sound as a series of movies?
It's sort of a Harry Potter style universe to me. Because he's got Scott in there, and who knows who's coming in next.
Wow.
So there's kind of this cool
we saw that from
magical
different places.
World.
Yeah.
And I immediately can see this is a movie or a series of movies. Now, with some of your ideas you're talking about, sure, if we can agree it's an idea, I'm not sold on it. But if it was, we want to say, what's the best vehicle for this? Is this a TV show? Is it a play? You know, is it a poster for something, right? Is it a label on a funny soda bottle company, you know, like it's like picture like a fizzy man who has like a sword and shield. He's like slaying Bland Flavor.
Yeah, it seems like a lot for a
Is it a phone call to soda. Your stepdad? You know, is that all it is? Is just call him and just actually talk about some of this stuff? And is it not necessarily a movie or a series of movies like Brett's idea?
Yeah, I mean, I thought of it more as maybe like a movie or a show.
Okay, but is it better, and we should always ask, is it better as just like a podcast ad, like an ad for Blue Apron or something?
I didn't see it that way at all, like as a Blue Apron ad. Yeah, there's no kind of like—
No, but you didn't even look at it. Because I can tell you this, it's not a movie, it's not a TV show.
Okay, you think my story about a kid surviving in the woods— and figuring out how to stay alive, you think that would be a good ad for Blue Apron?
It would be a better ad for Blue Apron than for a movie or something.
Okay.
Because
you think it would be
because they use natural products, organic ingredients, and so you put me in the woods. I go, what the fuck am I doing here? You know, unless I'm trying to get some plants and stuff to make a fresh meal.
The thing is, they want to hear your personal testimony, too. They like hearing your stories in the ads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, you can do what you want. Great point.
Yeah. Yeah. So you having this personal story about actually being in the woods, and I guess you got – I think you've mentioned this before. You got abandoned or lost in the woods, and you had to survive out there for a year or 8 months or something. Yeah. But that is the kind of thing that you put in a Blue Apron ad, and you talk about some of the plants you ate and how you found some Swiss chard or whatever, and you mix that up with some, you know.
You ever try that with like a mustard?
Fish tacos.
Like
yeah. And all of a sudden now this is an ad that I could see you actually getting, you know, not having to do a make good.
Do a make good?
A lot of times with ads, you have to do a make good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of stories there.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sometimes they don't like what you said in the ad. It doesn't sound like you liked or ate the food, and you have to then do another one for free.
Okay.
Because they paid for the ad, and then they didn't like the way you did it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have your friend read the ad copy, and then they go, who the fuck is this guy? We paid for the host to do it. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Or you send it in on like a shitty cell phone recording, and they don't feel like you put enough effort into it. And they send it back.
But, you know, we're running into the same problem over and over again in a way because you and it's going to recur forever until we sort of get to the root of it. And so I'm going to just say one thing right now that I think is going to make it very clear. You seem to want to break the formula. You don't seem to want to have an intention and an obstacle. You don't seem to want to follow the rules. And I know where this comes from, and I don't blame you. You're going, hey, man, why do I got to do all these rules, Jack? Judd don't follow the rules, right?
Judd Apatow?
I'm going to see these movies. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to see these movies. I seen This Is 40. This dude didn't follow the rules. That's a big movie, man. And you're saying, come on, Jack, let me do my thing. And let's just put it to bed. And this is something to keep in mind for the rest of the class and hopefully the rest of your life. You ain't Judd, pal. You ain't. I'm sorry to say it. I hate to have to be the one to break it to you. But at the end of the day, yeah, Judd does break the rules. And you know why? Because he's Judd. And you ain't. Got it, compadre?
Yeah, I think I've never called you Jack, and I don't talk like that. But yeah, I get it. You didn't even give me a chance to follow the rules. I mean, I'll throw my story.
Yeah, most people don't need to get a lot of chances to follow the rules. They just go, oh, those are the rules, and I'll do them.
Right.
You know, but you don't really want to do that because you have seen some of these avant-garde, these insanely just creative, sort of trippy, you know, postmodern freak geniuses do things that defy categorization. This Is 40 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, some of those movies are kind of very typical, like romantic comedy.
Yeah. And you go, oh, that's what I like to see. You know, this guy's getting all his fucking dough and acclaim. damn, I want to be like him, Jack.
Is that what you think I sound like?
Brett?
I think it sounds like how I wish you sounded.
Okay, yeah, because I don't talk like a beatnik.
Well, that might be part of the problem. But say it with me now. You ain't Judd. You ain't Judd.
All right, that's
so yeah. Maybe
lesson learned.
Don't draw lessons from him. Somebody who friggin' broke the mold, then put the mold back together different, then broke it again. Maybe just take lessons from me, somebody who's trying to show you how to find your dick with both hands in here first, okay?
Sure.
And someone remember, there's no rules, really.
Okay, now I'm kind of taking a step back.
There used to be a lot of rules, right, Brett? There were certain structures we had to follow. Oh, here's a procedural. Here's a serialized. Here's a drama. Here's a dramedy. Here's half our. Here's the multicam setup punchline. Now there's no rules, really. I mean, you can make anything. You want to make a freaking sci-fi drama? Go for it. You know, you want to do a space show? Hey. Be my guest, pal. You want to do a serialized Western set in the future, hard sci-fi, piss-tricking robots? Hey, man, no problemo. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, you can dream it, you can do it. There's no rules. There's only one rule, though, to remember about that. You ain't Judd.
Okay, yeah, I would never, if I'm doing a sci-fi, like, drama, I wouldn't want to be Judd.
Here's your homework. Watch TV. Watch a movie.
Great.
Sounds fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
Okay.
Do it to friggin' learn something. Because it is still homework. And keep in mind, when you watch this, all the story stuff we talked about, but also, who are the characters? What makes a character? How do we know them? What's an iconic character? Is it the moment that we see the Beetlejuice man hump the gravestone? Then what does that tell me about him, right? When Slender Man first loads his gun and shoots a kid. Like, is that, like, that's when we know, hey, this guy's moral compass is different from mine, right?
Right.
The very first time the snowman writes a letter. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's literate. All right? And he's cold. Okay? And that then informs everything else we see. So think about this, because I want you to come in next week and I want you to have some characters.
Slenderman's just like a mass shooter?
Hmm?
I just didn't.
Don't get caught up in Slenderman, because there's a million of these characters. There's the Bye-Bye Man. They're everywhere. You know, there's a ton of these guys.
Okay, I just didn't, when you said iconic characters.
And the first time the Bye-Bye Man, you know, waves, bye-bye, ooh, chills.
Yeah.
But then you know, oh, he's leaving. Okay, so that's one thing that defines that character is he's on his way out. I don't know if he has somewhere else to be, if he's running late, but we know, like, he is inherently an exeter.
Yeah.
So think about those kind of traits, okay. Like what kind of character,
yeah,
you know?
I don't think that's in the movie.
Hmm?
I actually watched the Bye Bye Man as part of the last class. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember him waving bye-bye.
Chilling up. Bye-bye. And it's subtle, but he seems to pull up his sleeve and check his watch and kind of like pick up the pace a little bit as he's kind of goose-stepping out the door. So something to think about.
Okay, cool. I'll write it down. It's in the notebook.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, that was the masterclass. And
well, it's over.
Hey, fine. So it's over. As Bang pointed out, he's so smart, right? Everybody freaking give him a clap for him. But that was a masterclass. You gotta see it to believe it. So tell your friends, buy the money and get in here and writers write.
Buy the money.
And those are the Freaking Masterclass.
Hollywood Masterclass is a Stitcher original and a production of Midroll Media. Our executive producers are Chris Bannon and Jenny Radelet. Music and sound by Brett Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.